I'm Craig Kenneth, a relationship coach and a psychotherapist. Every relationship is different and every breakup is different. Work with me and you'll get professional help on your situation. And if you're in no contact, focused on personal growth, my workbook series, The Knowledge, will help you make changes like you've never made before. Available now at AskCraig.net. Hi there, I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And today we're going to be talking about why do my relationships keep failing? It's a question a lot of people ask themselves, right? And if you're single right now, you're probably thinking, well, 100% of my relationships have failed, right? Trying to figure out what's going on in your life that your relationships is ending is not easy. And obviously, it's not always your fault.
No, not always.
Yeah.
Everybody assumes it is.
No. And so it's not all your fault, but you do want to be aware of the things that you're doing that could be turning people off. Because let's face it, there are behaviors that are attractive, and there are behaviors that will really turn people off.
That are not attractive, right.
And if you don't figure those things out and work on those things, you're going to probably do the unattractive behaviors that push people away, turn them off, and then they'll break up with you. Okay, so it's really helpful to work through your own issues and kind of be aware of the areas that you struggle and figure out, are there patterns? Have I had multiple people complain about these things to me? That am I doing the same thing in
That's
my relationship?
That's an advanced level.
Yeah.
Of saying, what's going on here? And it's okay to say what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
You have a right to have a relationship if you want one. You might have to do some work before you get it, but, yeah.
So I got an email coaching.
So you're saying question.
Yes. Okay. I got a good email coaching here that you guys are going to like, that's going to kind of look at somebody's issue with why their relationship keep failing. You know, Margaret, one thing that I've noticed doing this is that some people are not at that advanced level that you just talk about,
right. And
they could be so self-absorbed where it's like they only think about, well, what do they do for me? What do they do? What do they do? What? But they don't think about how they come across.
To the other person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I have found that a lot of people are not, enlightened enough to where they think about those things, and they're just caught up being selfish and not how they're impacting their partners.
So I think the more deprived you were growing up, okay, the more difficult it is to get beyond your own needs. And there are some people who struggle mightily every day to function,
you
know, to go to work, to come home, to do the basics of what they have to do. So it's very important to be aware of that.
Yeah. Therapy can help.
Yep, absolutely.
Working through those issues. We have over 1,000 videos that talk a lot about these issues that can really help you see patterns and work through things.
So if you're at the point of being able to say, why is this happening, that's a wonderful step.
Yeah.
Right?
So this guy, he said, I started seeing a girl at my job just before the new year. She's around 30 and I'm close to 40. In the beginning, she seemed to like me a lot and was texting me 3 or 4 times a day. Okay? Now, texting can kill attraction.
Yes, it can.
I know it's exciting and fun in the beginning, but I'm telling you, it just turns people off. So you got to be really careful about that. We had about 5 dates over the first month that went well. I remember feeling anxious throughout this time because I liked her a lot, and I didn't want to screw things up. So already, I'm worried about this guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's really anxious, number one. Number two, he likes her a lot, but he doesn't really know her.
Right.
And I think that I've noticed that people like each other a lot when they don't know the other person, when they kind of haven't had those needs met. Right?
Yeah.
And I didn't want to screw things up, which tells me he's probably going to screw things
up. Screwed him up before, too. Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably going to
screw up. Well, he's got that much insight. Good for him.
Yeah. I made myself very available to her with texting and stopping what I was doing to walk her to her car after work. Okay, well, making yourself too available is another one of those things that tends to turn people off.
Right.
Because you're not really coming across like a challenge or that mm-hmm. you're busy and living your own life.
Mm-hmm.
Comes across maybe too eager.
Right.
I don't think there's anything about problems with walking to her car unless he truly went out of his way and was stopping yeah. everything he was doing there. I mean, if he could do it, great. If he can't, you know, it seems like he's making his whole life
around her already.
Around
her, which is going to scare her off, actually.
Yeah, you're getting there. On the sixth date is when things started to go badly. She was supposed to meet at my house in the evening and texted me to say she was going to be late. A little past the time she said she was going to be there, I said no problem. I waited about 45 minutes before I texted her to say we should just cancel. Now he's getting angry, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We should just cancel, right? She was already at my door by the time she got the text. I let her in. Not only was she 45 minutes late, but she wasn't dressed up like she normally was.
So something came along and distracted her before she came.
Margaret, what is the vibe that you get with that sentence? Because there's something there, right?
She didn't care enough about me to get dressed up like usual.
Yeah. You see, it's already coming out.
Oh, here it is. Now he's getting specific.
Yep.
All right.
She had sweatpants and a hoodie on and didn't do her hair and makeup.
Yeah.
Look at how offended he's gotten.
Oh, my goodness. How easily.
Yeah.
She did show up.
Yeah.
At least let her explain.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Like, and what I said to him in the email is, well, wait a minute. What if she was really late and normally she would have canceled, but she was so eager to see you, she's like, I'm going to go even if I have to go in my sweatpants and not dressed up.
Yep.
There could have been that side to it.
Yep.
But he only sees it from this incredibly hurt side.
Yeah.
Right?
So he's already taking it personally.
Yep, and here he says it. I didn't even read this next line yet, but I interpreted that as she really didn't feel like coming. She just forced herself because she didn't want to make me angry.
I wouldn't assume that, but he did.
Yes. She forced herself because she didn't want to make him angry. So you would have been angry if she canceled?
Has she ever seen you angry, I wonder?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question. Why would she be worried about that if she hadn't even seen him angry before?
Right.
We hung out at my house that night, and she left a little earlier than she usually did. Again, he's upset.
Yeah.
Okay, but maybe she left early because she had a million things going on, and she was like, I'm only going to go because I really want to see him.
She might have had to call the plumber. I mean, you don't know what happened at her house.
Did you ask? I wonder if you even asked. The next morning, I felt hurt.
Because she was 45 minutes late and not dressed.
And then left early. You felt hurt that night, not the next morning. You were still hurt the next morning, right? When she texted me and I saw her at work, I was cold and unaffectionate.
Oh, my.
So he was passive aggressive.
So he was mad.
Yeah, he was mad. On the day before Valentine's Day, we were texting and she stopped responding. The next night, when I didn't hear from her, I texted her telling her how I was feeling about her and that I loved her.
Oh my. Okay, this is the day before Valentine's?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Now, remember, they've only gone on, I think, 7 dates at this point.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
And because he said 5 in the first month, so we're under 2 months at this point. Right? This is under 2 months. Now, mind you, he's mad at her, and then he's saying, I love you. Talk about a mixed message from him.
Well, I mean, we can get angry at the people we love.
True.
But it's hard when you're first dating. Yeah.
She said she loved me too, and was surprised to hear me say that.
Wow.
Well, I mean, they'd only gone on 7 dates.
Yep.
And so, and it was only about a month and a half, I guess.
Right.
But definitely under 2 months. So I could see why she was surprised. I was more surprised that she said, I love you too, to
me
be
too.
Honest.
Me too.
That was the thing I was surprised about.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, she said that?
Even my sweats love you. Yeah.
Well, let's see what happens. I tried to set up a date with her over the next few weeks, but she kept canceling at the last minute. I think she was already overwhelmed by that I love you. Maybe she panicked and said it in the moment, or maybe part of her felt that way.
Yep.
But I think she was just overwhelmed.
Valentine's Day is nothing but trouble.
It can be, right? She finally stopped responding to my texts. When I saw her, she told me that my number was blocked from her phone and gave some excuse that was a lie. In other words, it sounds like she blocked him on purpose, and then she got caught and he confronted her, and she's like, I gotta tell him something. Probably scared her.
Mm-hmm.
She just didn't want to hurt my feelings. I haven't tried to talk to her at work since this happened, and I don't plan to, but I've been very depressed.
Aww.
And I think it's because he feels guilty, like this is his fault.
Why does he think it's his fault, I wonder?
Probably for coming on too strong.
Yeah.
I think about this girl 24 hours a day. I wake up in the middle of the night thinking about her and how I messed this up. See, there was the guilt. I had a feeling it was there. Which is surprising to me because the whole affair lasted about 2 months. 2 months, if you're including the few weeks that he was probably messaging her and she wasn't replying too. Or canceling last minute.
But he felt pretty quick, pretty hard.
Mm-hmm. Like. Yep. What's the best way to move on from this situation, being that I have to see this girl every day at work, and I'm still very hurt by this?
Now, let me review what he's heard about. He was upset and angry when she wasn't dressed to his satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. She showed up 45 minutes late.
Yep.
She left early.
Yeah. Now, there may have been an explanation that we never got.
Sure.
But, okay, so now he's very unhappy that she doesn't want to see him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And so he says, well, what's the best way to move on, being that he sees her at work, and he's still very hurt by this? And he also asks, and what can I do to prevent these things or these kinds of things in the future, because it seems to happen to me a lot?
I get a sense, now it could be wrong, it's only a sense, it's not written in stone in any way, but I have a feeling he looks angry, and that if he starts to get angry, he's scary. That's my guess. Nobody says that, she doesn't directly say that, but I think he develops high expectations and then is probably easily disappointed and angry.
I was thinking the same thing.
Were you?
Yeah. And I'm also thinking that he was angry and probably being passive aggressive the night that she was over there.
Right.
That's probably part of the reason she left early.
Yeah. Yeah, because he was still mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when he texted her, oh, you don't bother to come anyway, she probably picked up on, oh, he's probably mad. I mean, I don't want to be here. I want to go. But she was already at the door.
She was already at the door.
And then she probably was feeling awkward and uncomfortable there that whole time.
Right. And left early, of course.
Yeah. And then she was feeling uncomfortable. And then not too long after that, he's telling her, I love her. And so she's like,
what?
Well, yeah, I love you. Like, how are you?
What kind of person is this?
Yeah, like, how are you saying you love me when you were... I could tell something was bothering you and you weren't telling me.
It's pretty hard to fall in love in 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, that's part of the issue here, Margaret, is that he must have had a lot of neglect, I would guess.
I would too.
In his childhood. That he's fantasizing about who he wants her to be and yet easily interpreting abandonment or disinterest based on small things, small behaviors, but he's interpreting it.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, the reason that I think it's a pattern is because he's kind of alluding to it. Because he says, what can I do to prevent these things in the future? Because it seems to happen to me a lot. So that would say or suggest that he's probably doing a lot of these things to a lot of women he's dating.
Yep. I suspect he gets angry easily, and men forget how scary that can be to some women, particularly if they've had a loud man in their lives as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, it doesn't say that, but he said at one point he thought she was afraid she was going to make him angry. So that issue leaps off the page to me.
Yep. So, Margaret, what do you think is the reason, and I know it's hard to say this, but that his relationships keep failing?
I think he's scary.
You think he's scary?
And I think he gets upset and disappointed easily.
I think that's it right there. He's easily triggered when he's sad, and he's easily disappointed, and he probably feels rejected really easily, right? So he's coming across as insecure, and he's scaring people.
I think he's scaring people. He probably doesn't mean to. And I'll say to some men, you know, you guys forget how loud your voice gets when you're angry. And I think he's waiting for the slightest slight to get upset about.
Yeah.
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 Not that he doesn't want the relationship, he does. But I think the first answer to the question is, first of all, you need to mellow out a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And second, we have to figure out where this is coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you say he was anxious?
Yeah.
I would too.
Yeah. I think he's anxious.
Yeah.
Yep.
And probably used to being abandoned.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I would guess he's got low self-esteem, low self-worth. And he's constantly replacing facts with, this is an abandonment.
Yep.
Any little thing that could be perceived.
I see what you're saying. So we would speculate that he has been abandoned, that he knows a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So anything that could be abandonment, he perceives it to be abandonment.
Yep.
And then he probably gets upset. And then he comes on
and
too
then he
strong.
He scares people.
Yeah, saying, I love you. And she's like, wait, probably thinking, he was so weird the other night and freaked out and mad and upset. And now he's saying
he loves me.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
So, I think there's a lot going on for this guy.
I think so, too. But to his credit, he has reached out and asked for help on what to do.
Yep. So, hopefully, he'll continue to work through those issues, and this will be a bit of a wake-up call for him that he better slow it down and become a little bit more independent and not so desperate.
Right. But just for him to take a look at his own history might make him feel better when he sees that the way he's behaving probably makes sense on some level or other.
Yep. And that if you do change your behavior, you're going to be a lot more likely to keep people interested.
Right.
So even if you internally struggle with things, if you know how to manage the behavior, it makes a big difference.
So he went from angry to needy with no warning.
Yep. All right, so hopefully you found this one helpful. Of course, if you want to get our help personally, go to my website, askcraig.net. I do email coaching and I do Skype. Of course, Margaret is available for Skype coaching.
If you think I can be helpful, please sign up.
Just click on Margaret on the top of the website to do that. But that's it for this video. I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And we will talk with you soon. To get my help personally, go to askcraig.net and click on Schedule Coaching. And choose the option that works best for you. I do email coaching or Skype. To schedule a coaching with Margaret, click on Margaret on the top of the page and order a Skype with her. For the Knowledge Creative Healing course, click on the link at the top of the page and click Get Started Now.